الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
سنة الاعتكاف. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak 50 times a day, that he will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Badli channel, Alhamdulillah, continuing with our series, Evils of Society, we will be covering a very important topic. And one thing we should remember, that all the evils in society is manipulated by Shaitan, who is very powerful. He is invisible and he is wreaking havoc amongst us. So how much do we know about this powerful enemy who is regarded as Aduwwun Mubeen? Alhamdulillah, today we will be talking about a specific point which is very important, the role of parents in training the children. That means giving them proper tarbiyat and bringing them up as upright citizens. So inshallah, please listen very carefully to all the important points that will be discussed, because all of us, if we are not parents already, we will be parents one day. So we need to know what are the shortfalls, how what people are doing wrong, because we can see evil is spreading. So therefore it's very important to understand your role as parents and how important it is to bring children up. That means give them proper tarbiyat and bring them up properly. So inshallah, before we start, we will have qiraat, and thereafter, inshallah, Naat Sharif, and then we will start with our topic, inshallah, azza wa jal. So we'll start off with qiraat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله، سبحان الله. نعت شريف.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله،
وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله.
سب سے اولا ہو اعلا ہمارا نبی، سب سے اولا ہو اعلا ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا ہو اعلا ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا مولا ہمارا نبی سب سے خدا ایک ہے ویسے جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے ہی ان کا ان کا تمہارا سب سے اولا ہو اعلی ہمارا اور کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنی چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنی تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا ہو اعلی ہمارا نبی اور غمزدوں مشتدی جے کے ہیں غمزدوں کو رضا مشتدی جے کے ہیں غمزدوں کو رضا مشتدی جے کے ہیں بے قصوں کا سہارا ہمارا سب سے اولا ہو اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا ہو اعلی ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
Viewers of Madni channel, as we mentioned that this is a very important topic, the role of parents in bringing up the children, giving them proper tarbiyat. Obviously, every parent would like to do the best for his child. Every parent wants to protect his child from all kinds of harm. And this is an inner desire from both the mother and the father. But unfortunately, because of lack of knowledge, dini knowledge, parents sometimes, without them being fully aware, allow shaitan to become the main teacher in our homes. So inshallah azza wa jal, today we'll be covering this topic on where we are going wrong. Because there is a hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it says that all of you are guardians and are responsible for your subjects. The ruler is guardian of his subject. The man is the guardian of his family. The lady is the guardian of her husband's house and his offsprings, that means his children. And all of you are guardians and responsible for your subject. That means we are responsible for those who are beneath us. And having children, obviously, all parents, as we mentioned, desire a bright and successful future for the child. So therefore you find we are very worried about the education, make sure they go to the best school, they get the best teachers. So we worry about education. And alhamdulillah, this is very important. But sometimes, and this is where the danger is, we focus only on worldly education. And in this way, we make it easy for shaitan to manipulate our children, because there is no inclination towards spirituality, which is a guard against shaitan. So therefore it's very important that inshallah we were discussing this, where are we going wrong. The most important thing, as we say, is in a Muslim home, the parents are the one that are the first teachers of a child. And it's mentioned that the first university of a child is the mother. When the child is sitting in the mother's lap, he is observing everything that his mother does. So if the mother is not interested in deen, and everything she does is angering Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasing shaitan, the child grows up not knowing anything regarding what pleases Allah and what displeases Allah. And if in that home, in that environment, everything is done to please shaitan, so can you imagine what kind of tarbiyah the child is going to have? So it's something we need to focus on and discuss. Because as I say, every one of us are going through this kind of situation in our home, where we end up saying, where did I go wrong? What did I do? Look at my child. He's not listening to me. He's got involved in drugs. He's doing this and doing that. We complain. So before we come to the start of complaining, to that stage, where did we go wrong? Can we discuss that?
Jee, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today is our good fortune that Alhamdulillah viewers of Madani channel are viewing this beautiful program which affects many homes throughout the world, and that is our children. And of course our topic is upbringing of children. So we have to discuss all aspects of the life. Actually the parents' role in the upbringing of the child, what is their role models, how are their character and their lifestyle, and what they feed into the child from the youth age, that's the result we get, it's the end result we get. It's mentioned that a child is like a newborn child is like a piece of paper, that whatever is imprinted on that paper initially, that will remain there forever. So therefore it is important that we imprint beautiful images. And of course our beautiful images, what else can beautiful images be but the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, good akhlaq, character, good lifestyle in accordance to Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And of course to eradicate evil. The evil pictures should not be implemented on those first pages. Always the first pages, we need to be giving good images all the time. So every page that they flip through is going to be good images all the time. Because these brain cells, it's got memories. All the time it keeps on soaking whatever pictures are being displayed, whatever images are being displayed, it keeps on soaking and keeps on being imprinted into that memory cells. So if good images are imprinted all the time, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful inshallah azza wa jal, the child is going to have a good character, a good life, a life in accordance to Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There is one principle a person mentioned, that the first nourishment of the child is the mother's milk. The first nourishment of a newborn child is the mother's milk. So if the father is earning halal, the mother is earning halal, undoubtedly what would they are eating, that is the nourishment that's going to come out. So that means when the mother breastfeeds the child, subhanallah azza wa jal, that breastfeeding, that milk undoubtedly comes from pure sources, it comes from halal sources, and that's the effect that gives out on the child, spiritual effect. So subhanallah azza wa jal, if the father is earning halal, the mother is earning halal, subhanallah azza wa jal, the child is nourished with pure and halal milk via breastfeeding, subhanallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah azza wa jal, that child is already spiritually pure, subhanallah.
Abhi aapko pata hai, aaj kal log ko halal haram ke baare mein pata nahi hai, to isi wajah se tarbiyat mein wo jaisa ye bahut important point hai halal ke baare mein aur bacche ki tarbiyat ke kami ke wajah se abhi ab maashre mein kya ho raha hai aapko pata hai.
جیسے کہ حدیث پاک میں ہے کہ شنشاہ مدینہ قرار قلب و سینہ صاحب معطر پسینہ بائی سے نزول سکینہ فیض گنجینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جب آدمی مر جاتا ہے تو اس کے اعمال کا سلسلہ منقطع ہو جاتا ہے سوائے تین کاموں کے کہ ان کا سلسلہ جاری رہتا ہے نمبر ایک صدقہ جاریہ، نمبر دو وہ علم جس سے فائدہ اٹھایا جائے، نمبر تین نیک اولاد جو اس کے حق میں دعائے خیر کرے.
اسلامی برادر مینشنڈ اے ویری امپورٹنٹ مدنی پھول، اینڈ دیٹ از وٹ وی فیڈ آور چلڈرن. بفور وی کنٹینیو فرام دیٹ پوائنٹ، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ایڈریسز دا بلیورز ان دا ہولی قرآن، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سیز یا ایھا الذین آمنوا قوا انفسکم واہلیکم نارا وقودھا الناس والحجارہ. سمری آف دا ٹرانسلیشن از ایز فالوز: او یو ہو ٹرولی بلیو، سیو یور سیلوز اینڈ یور فیملی فرام دیٹ فائر ہز فیول از ہیومنز اینڈ سٹون. ناؤ every parent, and at the outset it must be said that every parent in trying to be the perfect parent makes mistakes, and one of the first mistakes you can say that a parent could make in the upbringing of his or her child is the source of income. Islamic brother mentioned that if the father is earning through halal means and the mother is eating halal and the baby is breastfeeding and drinking halal, then the outcome will be good. But if the father is earning haram, the mother is eating haram, and the child is suckling from that mother, then the outcome will be negative.
As we mentioned, shaitan loves this. If it's haram, it makes shaitan's job very much easier. So therefore we say how important it is, as a point about earning halal and protecting us from haram. But unfortunately we find these days, how many people are aware that the business...
People are not even aware of what is halal and what is haram.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, a parent is like a mirror. The reflection that the mirror gives, the child adopts. If the reflection is good, the child is good. If the reflection is bad, the child is bad. In other words, in a home, if the brother is, the father is a person who's always angry, displaying anger, and shouts and screams, so the child is growing up in this kind of environment and believes that shouting and screaming when you are dissatisfied is a normal behavior. So he grows up with this feeling that when he's angry, he also screams and shouts. Or you have in a home where there's always argument over everything between husband and wife, where they see the father has not respecting the woman or his wife, beating his wife up. So when the child grows up, he thinks this is a normal thing. So when he gets married, if his wife upset him, he starts beating his wife, because these are the training, the tarbiyat he got at home. So therefore you can see whatever is practiced in the home, in the four walls in the home, this is the university of the child. The thing that he sees first from the time he's born, the character of his parents, his mother and his father. In a home where you find that there's only TV, music, and all these kind of things, for him there's nothing wrong, because his parents, whom he respects, they are his first teachers, they love. So they don't realize that time is so valuable. So all the time is spent entertaining the nafs. So this is something that has an impact on the child in the future, where he's got almost vacuum when it comes to spiritual knowledge, because in that home there's no spirituality. So therefore he's saying it's something we need to think in the homes. Is this what we're talking about?
We find that in most homes, parents try to give their children good advice, but the children often do not listen to the words but rather observe the actions. So a father that smokes will often tell his child, don't smoke. The child will not listen to what the father says, but whilst observing what the father does, he too will adopt that habit at a later age. Similarly, as you said, if the father expresses his anger by verbally abusing the mother, then the son sees that as a norm. So often parents contradict
their actions and their words contradict each other. Where they say one thing but do the opposite of it. And this gives the child confused messages. If you want to give your child good training, then you have to, your words and your actions must complement each other, not contradict each other. Now, what happens in most homes, parents naturally want their children to grow up to be good citizens. So the parents would tell the children that do this, don't do that, do that, don't do that. But at the same time, the parent is doing that which he has told the child not to do. And this inconsistency in the message being delivered to the child confuses the child. And the child will more often than not rather adopt the habit of the actions or the actions of the parent rather than the words of the parent. So this is a very common problem in most homes, that you have to, your actions and your words must complement each other. That the best way and the best tarbiyat you can give to your child is adopting a good character yourself.
As you can see, viewers of Madhi Channel, a very important point, our character. How often we have been guilty of this. We know lying is haram. How often the phone rings and you don't want to talk to the person, you tell your child, tell him, if the child picked up, tell him I'm not here. So by our actions we're saying, lie to him that I'm not here. So this is what you're saying.
And it makes lying now acceptable.
Acceptable.
But no, the same parent will tell the child that you must not speak lies.
Yeah.
But
so this is a common example.
In action, the parent has told the child, speak a lie. Yeah.
So?
In English, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Now, we are hoping that this will be in a positive sense, but unfortunately, in many parts of the world where we're seeing the upbringing of the children, when the child picks up the evil habit of, for example, anger, so when he goes out in the community and he starts to coming, in that growing age, in youth, and when people see him, so they say, oh, so you're just like your father, you have anger just like your father, you have moves like your father, your style is like your father. Actually, he starts to emulate his father from childhood. His father, the son, role model is the father. The daughter's role model is the mother. Whatever the daughter sees into the mother, she emulates. Whatever the son sees in the father, he emulates. So you're talking about anger, the child emulates. Lying, the child emulates. Backbiting, the child emulates. Tail bearing, the child emulates. Everything against Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what the father does, the child emulates. When the child starts laughing, he says, oh my, he laughs senselessly. He says, my father laughs like this, so he laughs. So whatever is being practiced at home, that's why they say that the youth is the most important part of the child. The tarbiyah starts from home. So if our tarbiyah is right, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, if the parent is right, the mother is right, the father is right, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, that means they are obedient towards Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. We are hopeful, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, when this child grows up, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this child is going to be obedient towards Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam.
It's not necessary that if the father is a complete sinner, that the child will definitely become a sinner.
No.
It's not necessary that if the father drinks, is a drunkard or drinks alcohol, that the child will definitely adopt that habit. But here we are talking about tarbiyat, we are talking about training. And as you know, another saying
where
in English is, where do they pick up the habits? Because as the Islamic brother said earlier in the introduction, that you know, a child is like a clean slate. Now you need to imprint. You know it's also another example can be used, is that, you know, a child is like a garden. You know, in a garden, you know, if you plant tomato seeds, you're not going to get potatoes growing. You're not going to get apples growing. Similarly, in a child's mind, if you plant positive thoughts, if you plant good things, then you'll get good character being played out. But if you plant negative thoughts, if you plant negative actions, negative things in that child's mind, then naturally you'll find negative reactions from the child.
Even you're coming to talking about the plant. So one point is coming out plant, a very beautiful point is coming out plant. A weak plant is a plant, but plant needs water to survive, it needs nourishment. But if you put too much of nourishment, for example, too much of water, excessive water into the plant, eventually what happens to the plant? The plant rots, it dies.
Yeah.
It cannot take too much water. Likewise, a child
is young. Not too much, not too little.
If you're giving too much of nourishment to the child, for example, a child is asking for money, you don't give the money, he starts to cry to give the money, you cries, you give the money. Then he takes the money, and he wants more money, and he wants more money. So he takes excessive and excessive and excessive, so much more that he also becomes rotten.
You spoil the child.
Many people don't know the gem of Islam. And so what happens is they feel that they show love by giving money. And this happened very commonly. I know of a person who is a multimillionaire, and his children, his godsons, are all drug addicts. So he thinks that he can use money to buy the love. So they have the best cars, the most expensive cell phones, whatever money can give them, they have. But this person, I know him personally, he's very harsh when he talks to anybody. So he hasn't got the softness in his heart. He shouts and he screams. So what happens is, the child wants your attention, wants your love, not your money. So what happens is, and this is a very important point of views of Madhini Channel, listen to this very carefully. What happens is you'll find you'll be very busy because your main concern is upbringing of your family. So you're earning money, you've got a business, you're worrying about finance, etc. Your children, because of you, have got expensive taste. You've got expensive taste. You're living above your means because you put all these luxuries in your life. So now you have to earn so much to maintain yourself. So you've got a lot of pressure. So you're very busy on your laptop or on your computer, and you're wondering how you're going to pay your debts, this and that, because of your imposing all this financial constraint on yourself. So you're busy doing that, and your child comes innocently to you. Child wants to talk to you. The child got a star in school, did very well. The teacher praised the child. The child comes, dad, papa, or whatever he calls you, wants to talk to you. Now you're very busy. You say, listen, go away now, I'm busy. Can't you say I'm busy? So at that moment, you're frustrated because of your financial problem, which you put on your own self. Now you're frustrated because in that situation, the child is coming. You do that once to the child. You do that twice. Now what you are saying to the child, I'm not interested in your problem. The child is waiting whole day. My father will come, I'm going to share that my teacher praised me. I got 10 out of 10 in my test. I did very well. All he wants is saying, MashaAllah, you did very well. So what we do? We chase the child away. So what happens? This is tarbiyat. We're not giving the child tarbiyat. We're telling him he's not important. Later on, if you feel guilty, we'll give him 20 rand or give him money, go and buy chocolate, ice cream. We think like that, we're going to buy the love. But now what's happening? You're putting a barrier between yourself and your child.
Because the father didn't have enough time for him. Yeah. And it is, you know, a very common mistake that many parents make, children naturally want the attention of their parents. A parent is working during the day, and then you find that, you know, you often hear this from parents. Let's say the grandparents are looking after the kids, and the parent is gone to work, the father's gone to work, and when the father or the mother comes, the grandparents say, when you are not here, these children behave exceptionally well. But as soon as you come, they start misbehaving. Do you know what the reason for this is? Simply because these children, they want the attention of their parents. Now what happens is that, like you said, the parent is tired or he's busy doing some other work. He doesn't give them their due attention. Then what happens is that they start misbehaving. Now all of a sudden, the parent is paying attention, although the attention that's given to the child is negative attention. Why? Because now you are scolding, you are shouting at the child. Now the child done something good and the parent didn't pay any attention. When the child does something wrong, now you're paying attention to the child. So what happens is that when you shout the child and scream at the child, oh, now I got your attention. All this while I've been trying to talk nicely to you, and I didn't get your attention. So this type of behavior is what it's going to take to get your attention, so the child starts misbehaving. Now this is a young child. Now when that child grows up, when the child, like you said earlier on, from a good home, the child, you know, all the children are drug addicts. Why? Because they know this rebellious action now is going to get the attention of their parents, albeit negative attention.
Yeah, but there's also another very important point you find, and this is also discussed by psychiatrists. Many people do shoplifting, children from very wealthy homes. Sometimes the parents are multimillionaires. So what they do is they shoplift, whatever they shoplift, the simple cheap thing that they can buy the whole supermarket off. But they do that to get attention. So now they're locked up, they're going to prison. Who has to bail them out? The father. So in that way, one is to get attention and one is to punish the father for not paying attention. There's one very beautiful story that I heard, which I want to share with viewers of Madhi channel. The story about one person, he was a consultant. And he was always only worrying about money. And even his mother used to say, don't trouble your father, you know, he's bringing money and he's very busy. And you know what is his rate? He charges 250 rand an hour. So you don't trouble him. So one day, this child used to keep money, every time he got money, he kept. And one day he got 250 rand, he saved. So he went to his father and said, Dad, there's 250 rand. The father, what for? Can I have 1 hour of your time?
Allah.
The rate is 250 rand. Can you see what it means? The child wants the attention, the money that he got, because that was in mind, my father charged 250 rand for consulting, so I want.
Because the whole day the father is not at home.
Yeah.
The whole day the father, when the father comes home, the child just wants to be acknowledged that, you know, that I am also here, I'm also a part of your life. So if the father is not going to give that, and what will it take? Think, we have children, viewers of Madhani channel may have children. What will it take for, just take a few moments, you know, that little child, if for a few moments you adopt, you know, the Islamic manners, when you enter the house, you greet your children, bend down on your knees, hug them, give them a kiss on the cheek or on the forehead. How much will it take from you, just that little attention that you will give that child? You'll see how that child will now start obeying you. That previously, when you didn't pay attention to the child rebelled. Now if you just take a few seconds, go down on your knees, kiss your child, hug your child, and inquire from the child, how was your day? Did you listen to mommy today? Were you a good child today? And you'll see the reaction from that child. That child just wants to now serve you. If Islamic brothers can adopt, and Islamic sisters also, try to adopt this attitude with your children. Pay a few moments of attention, and you'll see the result after.
Okay, one very important point, again, the psychiatrists say this. They say when you're busy, say you're busy on your laptop, or you're busy at home, and the child comes, what you should do? You can't say, yeah, okay. You take this, keep it one side, and turn full to your child, and say, my darling, what can I do for you? So what are you telling the child? You are very important to me. So you turn and you come to call the child. So you tell the child, listen, this is not important. In fact, it's not important. Because, why? Why are you saying that? The reason is very important that you're showing that you are important in my life. And you think about it, what you the business, whatever you're earning, is for whom? For your child. So, what do you feel regarding this topic that we are...
Alhamdulillah, of Islam brothers, and you also mentioned earlier, that child adopts, right, what parents do. जैसे कि हमारे इस्लामी भाई ने पहले कहा कि बच्चों की जैसे माँ बाप करते हैं, जैसे माँ बाप मुँह से बोलते हैं कि बेटा झूठ नहीं बोलना, लेकिन फ़ोन आया फादर के लिए, फ़ोन आया और रिसीव किया, तो बच्चे ने ही रिसीव किया और बच्चे को बोला कि बोल दो कि फादर घर पे नहीं है, राइट। तो इसी तरह जब हम अच्छी तरबियत घर में करते हैं, जिस तरह जैसे अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दावत इस्लामी का खासा है कि अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल हमें सीखने को मिलता है कि अपने माँ बाप के हाथ चूमना,
हाँ,
की खिदमत करना। तो जब हम अपने माँ का हाथ चूमते हैं तो जो बच्चा देखता है वो सीखता है। इस तरीके से ऐसे कई इस्लामी भाई हैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल, जैसे हमारे मदरसा है, राइट, उसमें कई ऐसे पेरेंट्स हैं जो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह जिनके बच्चे हमारे मदरसे में हैं, और वो आकर कहते हैं कि इस मदरसा से आने से पहले कभी हमारे बच्चों ने हमारे हाथ नहीं चूमे थे, जब से मदरसे में आए हमारा हाथ चूमते हैं, पैर चूमते हैं, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह।
सो नाउ दिस वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट व्हाट आवर ब्रदर मेंशन अबाउट किसिंग पेरेंट्स हैंड बीइंग किस्ड बाय द चिल्ड्रन, व्हाट डू यू फाइंड दीस डेज दैट चिल्ड्रन आर स्वेयरिंग द पेरेंट्स, स्पेशली दोज हु आर नॉट इन्वॉल्व्ड इन एनी इस्लामी तरबियत। सो आवर टॉपिक इज अपब्रिंगिंग, तरबियत ऑफ चिल्ड्रन।
एंड अगेन इफ the child saw his father or his mother kissing their parents' hands, then it becomes easy for the child to kiss his parents' hands.
Yes.
So, you know, again, it comes back to that Madani pool,
it's mean you don't
actions
have to
speak
them.
Louder than words.
Okay, now the other point regarding children spending too much money on the children, parents giving them too much money, buying most expensive clothes for them, and we are talking about fashion, because children now they want designer clothes. And parents themselves who are far away from Islamic environment, when they see you dressed in Madani libas, they say this is old-fashioned, backward. So they themselves go for designer clothing. And the children?
Today, unfortunately, it's already a trend. It is a fashion. Kids are looking for branded names. And if you go to a store to buy a kid anything, it will tell you straight that this is a cheap quality. I'm looking for this branded quality, example, like a branded quality. So kids are brought up in an expensive lifestyle. They are basically brought up in excessive lifestyle. They spend excessively. Parents spoil them at a young age. So when they reach up the age of youth, they don't want cheap clothing. They don't want cheap food. They don't want cheap cars. They're always looking for expensive clothing. They want always good food. They want expensive cars. They're looking for expensive houses because this is upbringing. As we are bringing the children up and as we are decorating their life, we are pitching the life. Unfortunately, we're supposed to be pitching it with Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, we have been pitching it with wealth and beauty of the dunya instead of beauty of the akhirah, reminding them about Jannah. This is what we're supposed to be doing. But unfortunately, people are heading towards excessiveness, expensive items, expensive things.
So viewers of Madani Channel, this is a very valid point where mentioned that the type of lifestyle that we live and our children live. Now look at what you're saying is very important. We only worry about spending on money, on food and a luxury lifestyle. Look at what our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He made dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, keep me amongst the poor. On the day of Qiyamah, awake me amongst the poor. So we with this lifestyle, we don't want to be amongst the poor. We want to have a grand lifestyle. We want to have a status. Our children want a status. Designer clothes, this food, this way we must stay, this is the type of car. So what we're doing is, we are actually taking them further and away, further away from Sunnah and what our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved, a simple life. Look at that. And the companions asked our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do you make this dua? Because he said, the poor will enter Jannah first before the rich people.
Yeah, actually, and another, we are still talking about, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the upbringing of children. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, another point which we realized amongst our youth, our children, they have a problem of khawf, fear. We're supposed to bring our children up being fearless and fearing only Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and making them brave. Our children are supposed to be brave, but today, unfortunately, things are the opposite. Parents make the children fear from a small age, not for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Fear for the police officer, fear for the army officer, fear for the traffic officer, fear for the boogeyman, fear for this person, fear for that person, fear for the dog, fear for the snake, fear for everything other than Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This is why when a child is growing up, he grows up with fear, and as he comes up in youth age, everything he fears other than Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, it happens. Today it's a trend. People have fear, but actually fear Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Those who have khawf e khuda, all the creations of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala fear Him. So inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, viewers of Madani Channel, one sickness we are creating amongst our children is fear. Remove fear out of our children. Make our children's mind, train them, decorate them, that fear only our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, fear the day of Qiyamah, fear the fire of Jahannam, fear the adab of Qabr, fear the adab of Dunya. These are the type of fears which we should put in the child's heart. So inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, as the child is growing up, inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he will have only one thing, and that is khawf e khuda and not the khawf of Dunya, inshallah.
And very important Madani pool, that many times that if a child doesn't want to do something and the parent wants to put fear in their child, then it's always often associated with lies, that if you don't eat, the boogeyman is going to come and catch you.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't sleep here, you know, there's a cat outside, or some sort of lie is involved. But again, it boils down to the same thing, that the way the tarbiyat from a childhood, that is how the child will react later on. Now, if you're going to instill this fear in the child from childhood, the child will fear the dark, the child will fear being lonely, fear animals, and there will be no bravery. If in our time, if there is a call to defend your home, to defend your country, to defend whatever, then what type of in this generation, who will come forward and give their lives for the sake of Islam? Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat writes a very beautiful incident in his book called Spiritual Enthusiasm. I will read the passage for you. It was the later part of the night. The whole of Medina was gleaming with Noor. The people of Medina, covered with the shawl of mercy, were fast asleep. Meanwhile, the call of the Muazzin of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, echoed in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Today, after Salatul Fajr, an army of Mujahideen is going to depart for a campaign. Therefore, the honorable women of Madinatul Munawwara should send their princes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making them the grooms of heaven. A widow Sahabiya was sleeping beside her six-year-old orphan child in her home. On hearing the call of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she woke up instantly. The old wound of her heart opened up. The orphan's father had been martyred last year in the Battle of Badr. Subhanallah. Once again, the tree of Islam was in need of blood for survival. But she did not have anyone else except a six-year-old orphan child. She could no longer control her sentiments and burst into tears. The voice of sobbing awakened the sleeping Madani child. Upon seeing his mother crying, he asked anxiously, "Mother, why are you crying?" How could the mother explain the pain of her heart? Her crying and sobbing intensified. Seeing the mother crying, the Madani child also began to cry. The mother tried to comfort him, but he was anxious to know the cause of his mother's crying. Finally, controlling her emotions, she said, "Son, just now Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu made an announcement that the army of warriors is departing towards the battlefield. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called out his beloved devotees to sacrifice their lives for the survival of Islam. How fortunate are the mothers who will present their young sons as gifts in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam," saying, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have brought our loved ones to sacrifice them at your feet. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, accept our gifts, accept our lifelong efforts." Having said this, she started crying again and said in a sorrowful voice, "If only I also had a young son, I would also present my gift in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Seeing his mother crying, now look at the tarbiyah. The mother is now giving tarbiyah to the child, expressing this desire. And the father had already been a role model by giving his life in the Battle of Badr. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat further writes, "Seeing his mother crying again, the Madani child became anxious and, consoling and comforting her, said enthusiastically, 'Beloved mother, don't cry. Present me in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.' The mother spoke, 'Son, you are so young. The warriors have to face and fight against brutal enemies in the battlefield. You won't be able to bear the attack of the sword.' The mother tried to convince her son, but finally she had to surrender on account of her son's insistence. After Fajr Salah, Mujahideen had gathered outside Masjidun Nabawi Sharif, and having given necessary instructions to the Mujahideen, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed a veiled lady standing at a side along with her six-year-old Madani child. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to ask about the reason of their arrival. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went towards them with his eyes lowered and asked the purpose of the arrival. The lady replied with a sorrowful voice, "Today, during the later part of the night, You passed by my house calling out. Hearing your call, my heart became anxious. Apart from this orphan child, whose father was martyred last year in the Battle of Badr, I have no other male who I could present for jihad. My only asset is this child, whom I have brought to sacrifice at the feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listening to this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up the Madani child and took him to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, whom he described the whole matter to. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed kindness and affection towards the child, but did not permit him to participate in the war due to his young age. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you see the enthusiasm of this child, and the enthusiasm of this child was as a result of the desire and the wish of the mother. And also the father had been an example and a role model for the child, that when the call was made for the Battle of Badr, the father presented himself and was made shaheed in the Battle of Badr. Now the mother too knows that this is the only asset that she possesses, this is the only son that she has. Now the mother has that enthusiasm. So that enthusiasm is naturally injected into the child through the actions of his parents.
Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madni channel, as you can see, this is a very, very important topic, the role of parents in training the children, that means giving them proper tarbiyat. Pray that Allah will give us the ability to understand the message and implement that in our own homes. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.